Hello.
Hello. So, if you could give me a start on walleye. If I want to go catch a walleye, what do I got to know? Where should I start here?
Well, we have a very nice Lake Winnebago right next to us here. I would say get a nice fishing pole, a decent one. There's different grades of fishing poles. There's a light for like panfish, and there's like a medium light for walleye, and then there's heavy ones for like Lake Michigan, heavier stuff. But we're mostly focused on walleye and panfish off of Lake Winnebago for this particular shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, show me around. What's going to catch me a walleye?
Well, depends how good a fisherman you are.
I suppose. Well, got to take me through some of the bait and some of the options that you have.
Okay. If you turn around here, we have our own flies, and we make fly rigs, and they're using a little pencil sinker for a weight, and they're using that for catching walleyes. And that's just one technique that they're using here on Lake Winnebago. Mm-hmm. Over here, we do sell your fishing license and all kinds of license right here also. So it makes it easier. We're a one-stop shop. These are those little pencil sinkers that we use for making fly rigs. So we have all assortment here. We have a good selection of brand new reels. We also have pamphlets on your fishing and hunting. So we do have a nice little counter here. We carry ice fishing stuff year-round because a lot of people like to use them for pan fishing. Not so much walleye, but for pan fishing. We have a good selection of live bait. That's our sorting table over there. We have a sorting table for leeches here. You say a good selection of live bait. We just got a big truckload of bait came in, as you had saw there. We'll walk around this way. This is one of our coolers that we have all our live bait in. A lot of, 80% of the fishermen are using night crawlers at this time. It kind of goes, sometimes it's the walleye want meat, or sometimes they want a crankbait as such. So that's part of, you got to change, be flexible. Over here, this is some of the stuff we make in-house. We're making inline sinker weights. We make all of this. This is some of the lead head jigs that we make. We package it all ourselves in-house. And they have UPC codes on the back of all of them. Down here, I'll tell you a story about that after a while. Okay, down here is all our selection of hooks and bobbers. Behind us we have more jigs that we make, all different styles. Some people like the little round ball head jig. People like a minnow style. We make all of those. These are some of the rigs that we make, the perch rig and floating jigs. We make all these floating jigs also right here. And these also have UPC codes on them. This is our closeout section. We go around the corner here. As I was saying, we leave ice fishing jigs out year-round. We have a whole wall display just for ice fishing jigs. On this side we have plastic that we make in-house. We make little plastic for ice fishing. We also make like plastic worms. So that's that. We also have a good supply of kids fishing pole combos already ready to go. I mean, that's normal. We carry some, carry some crankbaits here. A lot of the professional fishermen are using the Selmos. They're a little bit on the expensive side, but we're just a middleman, so we can't say much, you know. Mm-hmm. These are Selmos. Colors vary day by day, depending on the overcast. A lot of them like the fluorescent colors or gold colors. That's always a good standby.
When it comes to the kids' poles, what's the importance of having a pole that, like, you got Star Wars, you got some other ones, like, for a kid to be interested in it, like, to get a kid into fishing?
Well, some kids just want a fishing pole to start out with, and some kids are so intense on having, I have to have a Star Wars one. Just for starting out, a good brand name is Zebco, and that's a good standby. It's good for any size kid, the 3 feet general size for that. So we got a good selection here. We even have some little pink ones for the little girls. Like I say, we have some crankbaits here on the wall for walleye fishing. A lot of guys have their favorite colors that they'd like to go with. But I would say 80% work the same as anything else. Around the corner here, I'd like to show you. You probably heard of Nightcrawler harnesses. Okay. This whole wall is for making Nightcrawlers, and all these packages are in-house. So we have the beads and the hooks and the blades, and we make them in the back room and put them out as in-house manufacturing. And pretty good selection all the way down of beads and blades here. We have a good display of different style, different kind of rods up here, right above them. On the back side here now, a good display of bass worms. We make some of that. We make all of these jigs here for bass fishing. They can be used for walleye also, depends on how finesse you want to get. Okay, we're going to walk down this way a little bit. We have bass jigs, spinners. We have our in-house panfish little spinners that we make right here. These all have UPS codes, so it's a lot easier to take them up to the counter and scan them. We have a good display of rods and reels. They're not all just for walleye. So we have, you know, different sizes for the kids. Some kids want a purple one, pink one, so we try to show them that anyway. We have a little display right here. We also have, we carry nets, all different sizes and shapes. We have some plastic here for walleye, bass. A lot of stores carry these particular type for walleye. Have to carry a few fillet knives just in case you do catch a walleye. This is our accessories for swivels and treble hooks, and we carry some catfish bait here. And like I say, we have a good selection of different size and shape rods and reels. Now here's our rod and reel corner all the way around. And we have a few on this side. And we do have a few antique lures for sale. We have some telescopic rods. Some people are starting to get into using these off of the back of the boat. And then they use these off of the back of the boat for trolling.
That's quite the rod.
And this is a 14 footer up to 16, even 20 footer off of the back of the boat for trolling. And different sizes. We got some catfish rods and reels. Now, I can give you a sales pitch on what weight rod you would like. We don't try to oversell. We just show people. You don't want a real, real light rod, but you don't want a real, real heavy rod also. So, and we kind of ask them for, like, what kind of a price range are you think of spending? We have them from $20 up to $100 for combos. So if you step this way, we'll kind of give you a sales pitch for water rod. Well, here's one for that $100. Just, I'll give you a sales pitch. It's a lightweight. It's carbon, nice rod and reel combo. Something like this, nice fluger. It all depends on how you feel on handling a rod and reel. I mean, we can sell you any kind of rod and reel or whatever you like. But we don't try to oversell, and that makes a difference. Got a nice cabinet counter here. So, I don't know, what else would you like to see? I mean, I'll try to